Now, it's something we have covered on the programme a lot over the last number of years, simply because they've become a lot more popular, and that's scam text messages, WhatsApp messages or emails. And I'm joined now by a listener, Marcella from Naas, who got in touch with us to tell us about a very elaborate scam that she received only a couple of weeks ago. Marcella, thanks for calling into the programme and joining us on the show. Tell us about what happened to you when you got this message.
Well, I got a text supposedly from my son with no name on it, only it said, "Mom, my phone is gone down and the computers are gone down," and he said, "I want you to ring me at this number because my old phone number is not working." So the phone came up, this number on the phone came up, and I looked at it and that, and then he said, "But I'm really very, very stressed out altogether this morning. Everything has gone wrong, and I'm really in an awful state here, and I'm worried about something else as well." So I text back, and I said to him, "What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong. Can I help?" And he texts back and says, "I didn't want to ask you, but could you do me a big favour?" And I said, "Of course I can. What is it?" And he said, "Well, I have this insurance thing I have to pay. It has to be paid today. And I can't put it through my own bank because I've got a new bank." And he said, "It'll take 21 days for it to go through. So it won't go through there. So would you be able to do it for me? And I'll refund you the money in the morning." And I said, "Of course I will. Send me all the details. That's what you want me to do." So I got all the details and the IBM number and the name, and I looked at it and I said, "Okay." And I said, I go down to the bank now," I said, "and before I go for lunch, and I'll put this through for you." So he said, "Thanks very much, ma'am. Thank you very much." I said, "No, why wouldn't I do it for you? And I'm glad that you came to me," I said.
First of all, let me say that there'll be people who's listening to this morning completely sympathising with you, because they make these scams sound so real and so believable. And to put it bluntly, Marcella, it's not a case of, "Are you big idiot? You know, did you not realise that this was a scam?" Because everything that you have said sounds absolutely 100% real. And I'm assuming this text came from an Irish number as well.
Yeah, came from an Irish number and an Irish name.
So up until that point, nothing was standing out to you that this was wrong?
No, because my son, he uses a lot of computers and stuff like that. And I presumed, he said everything crashed. And this is the only number he can get me on. So anyway, I went out to the bank. And when I was waiting in the bank, I saw this one of the ladies in the bank. And I said, "I must go over and ask her now. There's something fudgy about this." I said, "I don't like the number on this," I said to myself. I said, "I'll ask her before I go near to the, you know, the counter." So it was all he wanted me to send this €985 to transfer this to this particular number and this IB number and all this. So I went over to the lady in the bank and I said to her, "Could you help me with this? Because I don't think this doesn't seem right to me." And she looked at it, "Oh, that's a scam," straight away, she said. And I said, I think there was something wrong with it. She says, "Go over there and sit down," she says, "and ring your son on his number. And you have to always ring him on." So I did, and he said, "Oh, ma'am, how are you? And where are you?" I said, "I'm in the bank transferring money for you." And he said, "Ma'am, what did you do?" Well, I said, "I got this text." I explained exactly to him. "Oh, see, ma'am, you didn't give him any information." "No, sir, I didn't. I didn't give him any, but I asked this lady because I knew there was something wrong. And I couldn't put my finger on it. But I said, thank God I didn't transfer any money." So I needn't tell you, I was such a shock.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That would give you some fright.
Oh, I got an awful fright. And there's a lovely lady that was in the queue with me. And she came over and she said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm fine, but I'm shaking." I said, "I can't get over this. It was so real. And especially because he was my son. And if he was in trouble at all, you know, you'd help." And I knew he didn't really need help with money or anything like that because he's not that, you know, he's pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
But I couldn't see it at the time. I could only see, you know, emotionally, that if I could do this for him.
God, Marcella, you were so close to handing it over.
And 900, and I nearly, and my say, you know yourself, and you're an old age pensioner. You don't have thousands in the bank.
Yeah, but that's it. It's not as if it was 50 euro or 100 euro. You know, nearly 1,000 euro.
Oh, but a few pence. It was nearly 1,000 euro. So, you really, you know what I mean? So, I tell you, please, in future, I will be very, very careful. Anybody who gets scammed, things like that, please, please don't reply to them, because it's not true. Ring the number that you normally ring the person on. Right at the time, he was after telling me that all his phones were down and the computers were down. So I presume the number they gave me, this is the only one. He said, this is the only one he can get me on.
And come here, how long ago was that, Marcella?
Last week. I'm still not the better, to be honest with you.
I wouldn't.
And
have.
I felt so stupid. I felt really, I really felt. And my son said, no, ma'am, you saw it in the end, lucky enough, he said. But it was very convincing. No wonder you'd think it was okay.
Yeah, yeah. But no, look, as I said, it's not a case of I felt stupid or anything like that, because they are so, so believable. And that's how they get you. And they have got so many people, you know, and we've heard those stories, unfortunately, that unlike you, Marcella, because you did have the wherewithal when you got to the bank to say something isn't quite sitting right with me. But unfortunately, some people are being caught, and it's disgraceful.
Well, you could be caught in a minute, and I know that. I was just so lucky that I looked at it again and again. See, first of all, I didn't actually look very closely at it. All I was worried about was my son. You know, and I didn't kind of look, was it right or wrong?
Yeah.
Only as I got to the bank. And I said, you're sure he wouldn't want money? You know, and I looked at it and said, that's something wrong with this. The lady in the bank was very kind, very helpful. So there you are. So that's. But I would certainly be very, very careful. No matter who you think it's from, one of your own family, that's why they got me, because they thought it was my son. I thought it was my son. So be very careful in future. Look at, watch every bit of it, and just delete it if you have to. And if they want to get in touch with you again, they will, if it's genuine.
Well, listen, Marcella, thank you so much for calling us and telling us about this, and delighted to hear that it got sorted before it got too complicated, and that you didn't lose out on that money. But it just shows how easy these things can happen. And the advice, as always, from An Garda Síochána, if you get any of those messages, delete them straight away, because they are more than likely a scam message. Or certainly think twice about them before you do anything too drastic. Marcella, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Marcella from Naas, sharing her experience of getting that scam message.